This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 180. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. We have special guests in the show. Joining me in the show is Larry Finch. He's the president of the Dallas Bears. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Nard. Thank you for having us.
Yes, and who else are with us? Tony. Wait, Tony, is Tony with us? No.
No, he's not here.
Oh, he's not there. Okay. Tony's the vice president, and he's not able to join us. And another panelist is joining us is Keith Arnold. He's the Dallas Bears secretary and webmaster. Is that right, Keith?
Hello, Bernard.
Hello. Okay. Mac Williams is the Dallas Bears ambassador and the Mr. TBRU contest chair. Hello, Mac.
Hi, Nard. How are you?
Oh, good, good. So it's good that... How many are we? We're four of us here right now, Skyping and joining. And it's rare to do this that I have panelists that are all in the phone, because usually we do it via Skype. And I guess it's going to work this way. So, okay, so welcome, guys. Welcome. And we're here to talk about the event that's coming up, Texas Bear Roundup. Right, and but before we do that, I'd like to do some background on you guys. Background on the Dallas Bears. So, about a little bit more of a history of the Dallas Bears, Larry.
Hey, Nard. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. The Dallas Bears have been in existence, I believe, about 16 to 18 years. They've had they've been in social work and partnering up with other lines with other. Organizations throughout Dallas and the metropolitan area for some time. About 13 years ago, they decided to have a bear run. Now, the first bear run, I believe, was TBRU1, and it was about 50 people. Mm-hmm. And I believe the event was a camping adventure. And they had just a wonderful time and just decided to make it an annual event going forward, and it's steadily grown through the years.
Mm-hmm. How many members do you guys have now?
Well, at this point in time, we have around 75 members. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, we in the past actually participate with us when TBRU hits town. Because as you know, many of our out-of-town registrants do volunteer a lot of their time as well.
Oh, okay.
To the run to give back to the community and to those that are here.
So a handful of people from the probably the core group of Dallas Bears would help out, and you have volunteers from other groups.
That's a true statement. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually,
we have a great membership that's willing to give back, Nard. So
yeah.
I think all of our members volunteer at least 2 to 4 to 10 hours of their weekend to the organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I think my friend Tony Cubs is from, I think, St. Louis. I think he sometimes bartends with you guys, and he helps out. Anyway, okay, so you guys are running Texas Bear Roundup. This is the 13th?
Texas Bear Roundup? This is number 13, and it's Cirque de Zeus, which is Circus of the Bears.
Okay. So who gives you these themes? Who determines the theme for the year?
We had a theme contest. We had four themes turned in this year, and the membership as a whole saw presentations from these four individuals. All four individuals were Dallas Bear members. They presented their themes, and then the membership chose the theme. This year's theme was presented by Mr. Dave Weiner, and he presented the theme and the artwork, and is actually currently working on the remaining artwork for TBRU 13.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. So let's go to Mac. You're the TBRU contest chair and the Dallas Bears ambassador. What does an ambassador do, anyway?
An ambassador goes about
communicating, but also getting to know other organizations, not only locally, but across the state of Texas. And we partner and we socialize with various organizations like United Court of the Lone Star Empire, the Leather Knights of Dallas. We also buddy up and partner with other bear groups throughout Texas and the United States. So it is a lot of communication and a lot of outreach, and we lift up the Dallas Bears organization to other organizations and other people.
So if other groups want to communicate with you, you're pretty much the PR guy. You're the guy to talk to.
Usually, unless they have other connections,
they'll reach
out to an officer that does this. They'll also get on the internet and go to www.dallasbears.org. Mm-hmm. And they can reach anybody that they want to reach through that as well.
Yeah. I remember Larry doing that. Last time I saw you, well, I saw you last TBRE, but about 2006, last I saw Larry was in IBR. And I guess you were promoting Dallas TBRU back then, too.
Yes, I was, Nord. I was actually the ambassador for the Dallas Bears the 2 years prior to this year.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing what Max is doing currently and just being out there making sure that people are aware of who we are, mm-hmm. what we do, the charities that we represent, and to make sure that we bridge partnerships with other organizations statewide and nationally, much like sharing and swapping information for the web. We hold banners for other bear communities nationwide as well as local. And it's just better to bring everybody together as a group because, you know, we all have to work together to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And, God, you've been doing that. Sounds good that the Mac is doing that now. So what? How about, Keith, you do the website. And I like the website. How it's really, you know, it's very easy to navigate, straightforward. Do you do this from scratch or something?
Oh, well, we actually started with a template, and we've had a lot of help on it from a partner we teamed up with that does the website for the, what is it, Larry? Can you remember? Michael is?
United Court of the Lone Star Empire.
United Court of the Lone Star Empire, that's right.
You have a court.
So we started out with basically a template, something similar to what they were using, and just built on that.
I see, okay. Anyway, so because that's where people can register right now. Okay, people can register now. It's just that there's the hotel. How's the hotel? Well, first, where's the hotel?
Nard, the hotel there. Is the same hotel we've been in the last 3 years. It's the Crown Plaza on Market Center, which is right off of downtown mm-hmm. Mockingbird and Stemmons. There's an indoor pool, which definitely is a big draw to our registrants and those that can come out of town because they can swim no matter what the weather does or what the weather's like.
Yeah, it's always good.
We're quite known for pool parties. I believe you may have even been one to yourself, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. Actually, I'm kind of shy swimming. I just like walking around and probably taking pictures. But I've seen a lot of my friends go swim too. Mm-hmm. And how about the overflow hotels? Right, is there a lot of space still? I believe you're now ran out of rooms, right?
Well, the last information I was able to get is the host hotel, which is the Crown Plaza, is sold out. We do have, I think, a really minimal number of handicap rooms or handicap accessible rooms that are still available with a one double bed. Our overflow hotels are the Comfort Inn and Suites here in Dallas on Stemmons Freeway. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Candlewood Suites, which is our second overflow hotel. And over the last 2 weeks, we had another two hotels join us. And they just haven't, at this point, been added, nor do we really know at this point if we're going to need them. But they're out there to partner with us if we need their services. So it's a great opportunity for us, and the community has really taken a hold and really taking a step forward to support us for the March weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Overflow Hotel. And registration? How about registration? What's the fee for the registration?
I'm sorry?
Registration fee.
Registration fee. Right now, it's $90.
Mm-hmm.
On February 1st, there will be an increase to $115. We have completely sold out on the Wet n Wooly 1 excursion. We have a few spaces left available for Wet n Wooly 2.
Yeah, we'll get back to that later, okay? Hold that thought. We're going to talk about Wet n Wooly. Okay, so you're running out of you're capping your number of attendees for the Wet n Wooly, right?
Right.
How about the registration itself? I mean, do you have a limit in the number of attendees for this year?
Right now, I know the last report we pulled, which was about a week ago, we were close to 500 already.
Wow, that's a lot. do you expect more? Because I remember before you had 850, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
This coming year, it's actually going to be Easter weekend, which we thought was going to have a little bit of a downside to it. But so far, it looks like we're holding about the same level we were the previous 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's going to be a lot. I mean, 500, 800, something like that. I mean, that's a big run. I think that's one of the biggest runs here in the United States, right?
I believe that throws us third in the nation.
Third in the nation. Wow.
For bear runs that are actually charity fundraisers.
Yes. About that, who are the beneficiaries of your event?
I'm sorry?
Who are the beneficiaries of the event?
Beneficiaries, we have four. We have Youth First Texas, which is a wonderful organization that provides support to gay, straight, bi, transgendered, and questioning youth through counseling services, safe haven, and a safe place to be on the weekends. We have AIN, which is AIDS Interfaith Network, which offers services to those individuals living with HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. And we have ASD, which is AIDS Services of Dallas, which also is an additional hand in promoting and offering services to individuals with HIV and AIDS as well. This year, we also have a fourth, which is the Turtle Creek Corral AIDS Fund that we're working with. They came forth this year and presented such a great opportunity for us. We decided to be involved. And again, the membership voted mm-hmm. on these organizations and these nonprofits and these beneficiaries that we have for 2008. So it's nothing that we do as a board. It's the membership that's actively participating in the decision making.
Okay, wow, that's a good cause. Let's go to the activities because I myself am going to be arriving there probably. I'm still deciding. I don't know if I'm going to go there Thursday night or Monday morning, and the original plan was really just to arrive on Friday morning. But I heard there's got a lot of things happening on Thursday, and a lot of my friends are going there on a Thursday night. So what's up with Thursday? What's going to happen?
I'll do a quick breakdown for you, just hitting some of the highlights, Nord, okay?
Oh, sure, okay. Thursday to the week, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Thursday we have the Internet Cafe and kickoff party in the hospitality suite. Which, as you know, the hospitality suite is one of the big draws for TBRU. A lot of going on in the hospitality suite. We also have karaoke with entertainer Bill Schaefer at Woody's Thursday night. We have opportunities for our registrants to party at the Roundup and the Eagle as well. That's all happening on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we have registration as well. The Minute Vendor Market opens up from 10 to 7 p.m., Our first Wet n Wooly is on Friday from noon to 4. We have Bear Bingo happening
mm-hmm.
this year. We have a movie also occurring in the Internet Cafe. We have the president's presentation of contestants going on for Mr. TBRU happening Friday night at the Roundup Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
We have a dance scheduled this year, which we haven't done a dance in some time, so we're real excited about that. And the DJ that we've chosen is just really good. We're not announcing names yet, but that's kind of a surprise coming down the pike.
Okay.
And this year, I'm holding the first annual Cigars and Fur. We're going to have a time to spend time with me smoking cigars and having wine and or drinks.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first.
Okay.
On Saturday, we have the early risers that get up that morning. We're going to take a trip out to the Hidden Door and have Bloody Marys and drinks that morning. The Internet Cafe again, and the vendor's market will still be open. We have the pool party going on at the hotel from noon to 4.
Okay.
We also have the Wet and Woolly 2 going on from noon to 4 as well that day.
Mm-hmm.
We have the contest and dinner at Eddie Dean's Saturday night, Back to Hospitality, and we have my fourth annual underwear auction, which has always proven to be a great draw. And
yeah,
the gentlemen who have always been there to model for me have just loved doing it, and we have several repeats. And the guys that are in hospitality are just very warm and generous in giving to our charity, so that's a great opportunity too. Now on Sunday, we have our church services that we're providing service only. This is not a TBRU-backed service, but we're providing service. We're providing transportation to two of the churches local. I believe it's MCC Dallas and Cathedral of Hope. We've had numerous people question whether or not there would be a church service available for them, so we've had about, I think, 30 to 40 of our registrants ask us about that. So we're providing shuttle service to the churches. Then we have, as always, our big barbecue at the Roundup Saloon from noon to 3. There's Easter in the Park, which is a big, big, big celebration Easter Sunday in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Hidden Door Bear Bust from 4:30 to 6:30. We have the Volunteer Appreciation Party, which kind of winds down the evening from 7 to 10, and then partying at the different clubs for the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very fun-filled, full weekend planned where there's something out there for everybody.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. First, are you guys cigar smokers?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys cigar smokers? Are you going to join in the cigar and the wine thing?
I am a big cigar smoker, so is Mac.
Okay.
So we'll have some cigars there that, for those that don't bring their own cigars, we have a retailer that some donated some cigars, so those that want to come and join can purchase the cigar at a minimal price so that it goes and get back to the charity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the wine's been donated as well.
I see. Awesome.
So it's just
awesome.
A good time to be able to have a smoke, relax, and have a glass of wine mm-hmm. while everything else is going on in the hotel.
That's awesome. Keith, are you going to be in the... Keith, are you there? Keith?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to be there at the underwear auction? Are you going to be auctioned off?
No.
No, you're not? Why not?
You know, Nord, I've tried to get him to do that for him. That, you know, you might need to nudge him a little bit, okay?
Yeah, okay. We'll try.
I'm a little bit shy when it gets to coming up and gets to the point where I have to get up in front of people, so...
Come on, I'll take pictures.
You know what, I bet that because there might be some private pictures that could be taken.
Ooh, okay.
Now, you know what? Our famous theme for this year, Nard, is... It's for the children.
It's for the children.
So if you want to
do it for the children.
It's going to cost you.
Uh-huh.
There's a donation, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I remember that term. I remember that. Yeah, do it for the children. Yeah.
No, we've been saying
works.
That from day one this year, and that's kind of stuck with all of us, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. And Mac, Mac, you're going to be the TBRU contest chair, so... You'll just be facilitating it. You'll be too busy, aren't you?
I do have a little bit of downtime, but I will be spending a lot of time with the contestants this year, just making sure that they get time to have a good time and socialize and meet everyone while we prepare them for their competition on Saturday night at Eddie Dean's. Mm-hmm. But we have quite a few things lined up for them as well. They're going to come in on Thursday. They're going to register. And then Friday, they are going to... choose a two-hour time slot at the raffle booth table. We will have president's prizes that will be awarded, and those are the raffle tickets, and they're going to choose 2 hours to sit at that table and sell these tickets for somebody to win president's prizes. And also then I will take them away to the roundup that evening so they can be presented to Dallas and to all the run participants that will be at the roundup. And after that, they're actually going to be brought back, and they're going to have a cocktail party and hospitality starting at midnight so that they can serve all the runs participants a beverage and get to know them, and in turn, everyone gets to know them as well. Mm-hmm. Now, on Saturday, they're going to actually get to sit down and have a cocktail with the judges and get to know the judges while the judges get to know them.
Ooh,
and then
okay.
we'll whisk them away on Saturday evening early to Eddie Dean so that we can get them fed and get them prepped as they get ready for their competition there at Eddie Dean's.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The way not to be in the contest is actually chair it. So I guess that's the way to eat. I get it, Mac. I get it. Yeah. That's a good way to get out of the contest. Have you ever been to the contest before? Have you ever joined the
matter
contest
of fact,
before?
I have. I did actually compete in Mr. TBRU back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I did not win, but one of the winners was from California, and he has since passed, but he was a great man. We called him Papa, but he had actually won that time. I have since gone on, and as of September last year, I stepped down from Mr. Gay USA Bear, 2006. Mm-hmm. There's a new one this year. But one of the great things about this year's competition is whomever is crowned or awarded the title of Mr. TBRU 13 will get the opportunity, if they choose, to go compete for Mr. Gay USA Bear 2008. Mm-hmm. And also, we've had some kind donations, and we've got quite a few nice gifts for those that win their categories. And the Mr. TBRU 13, there is also a cash prize available to them.
Okay. This is, how do you say it again? Cirque d'Ors? How do you say it again?
It's Cirque de Zeus.
Cirque de Zeus.
That's
okay.
Pronounced, yes,
sir. Cirque de Zeus.
It's French for Circus of the Bears, Nard.
Oh, okay. Bears, ours. Okay, ours. Oh, God, yeah. I don't know. It's French, isn't it? So, I don't know French. Anyway, it's supposed to be like this. It's like Cirque du Soleil, like-ish. I don't know. But is there going to be a theme like that? There are going to be people in tights or something?
Well, you know what? I'm going to leave that as a surprise to you. All I'll say at this point, Nard.
Oh, okay.
Is we have an artist.
Okay.
Who does phenomenal work with cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking 3D. Cardboard.
Oh, okay.
So we're extremely excited and extremely blessed to have him involved with us this year. There's going to be a carnival theme throughout the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the best we can to just make it very lively and very amusing and just make it to where all of our registrants have the opportunity just to kind of let their hair down, for those who have hair still, and
okay.
have a good time and enjoy their weekend. That's what's most important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they come, enjoy, relax, meet people, make friends, make memories, and come back year after year? That's what's important to us.
Yes, yeah. Whenever I hear this, I keep thinking contortionists. Will there be any contortionist bears?
Maybe. You know, Mark. Let me answer that in a real political. Let me answer this politically correct.
Okay.
We won't have a contortionist that you can see.
Oh, okay.
Out. But I assume there's probably plenty of contortionism going on in many of the rooms there at the host hotel.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So I'll leave that up to your imagination, my friend, okay?
Okay. Anyway, okay, so moving on, I'd like to ask about the entertainment. Who's going to be on board? Besides,
well,
I know Billy Schaefer is on it, and Billy Schaefer's on.
We have two entertainers this year that are actually working with us. Bill Schaefer, who has held the karaoke at Woody's the last, well, I think, 4 or 5 years, is back with us again this year. Bill is wonderful. The crowd loves him. He has quite a huge following that joins him anywhere he is. And, then, of course, you remember Shigata Mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Shigata is our main sponsor.
Who wouldn't know Shigata?
Shigata Mustache.
Yeah.
Greg Smith is our main headliner. He's so excited about this year. And I'm not quite sure what he's going to pull out of the hat.
Oh, no.
We know whatever he does, it's going to have everybody laughing and enjoying themselves. So we're excited about having him on board as well.
Yeah, maybe we'll have him on board here on the show in the future, maybe. Or maybe at there at the vendor fair on that Saturday.
That might be
Saturday.
Arranged. Just let me know, okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's good to talk to Shigata. Okay, Shigata's going to be there. And a few questions about... The The Wet and Woolly. Okay. This is the first time that this is going to be done in all the TBRs that happened before. This is the first time that you guys are going to have a visit to the spa. Right?
Well, this one is quite unique because we had heard a lot about other runs throughout the United States that gave an avenue and a event of this type of setting. And so I had approached Club Dallas in Midtown Spa here in Dallas area about coming on board with TBRU this year and providing us an avenue to go enjoy a steam sauna and just be bears and just have a real good afternoon before you kick off the evening. Mm-hmm. Both establishments and owners and managers are all very excited. They have given us an excellent rate, and so they're looking forward to us visiting their venues both on Friday. We'll be at Club Dallas on Friday from noon to 4.
Mm-hmm.
We'll turn around on Saturday and take an excursion over to Midtown Spa from noon to 4 as well. This will give our run bears and brothers and cubs and everybody an opportunity to go out, enjoy a pool, enjoy a steam sauna, let their hair down, not have to worry about anything and be in a safe, private environment to where they can just enjoy each other.
Is there going to be cocktails served there?
Beverages served, and there'll be some snacks there for those that are going to attend.
Mm-hmm.
I will be having a couple of guys working with me. We'll have a table. I am their host at both events, so I'll be there to answer any questions,
mm-hmm.
help both venues get everybody registered and in the door so that they can start enjoying the building and everything that they have to offer for those two events.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another question is about the Sunday service. Yeah, you mentioned earlier on Sunday, since it is Easter weekend. This is the first also. So it's the first time that the TBR is going to have a bathhouse scenery, and now there's also a church service. Were there any objections or anything, or any reactions, or since this is the first time that you're just going to do it, any feedback on that?
Nard, we did have out of everyone that we've heard from, we've heard nothing but positive responses to offering the shuttle service to the services on Sunday. We did have a couple individuals that were concerned that we were making TBRU a religious event, and we are not making TBRU a religious event. However, this year, like I believe 8 years ago, it just happens to fall on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So much like providing a shuttle service for those registrants of ours that want to go to the bathhouse on Friday or Saturday, we have registrants that also want to attend church service at one of the local churches. So we felt it was important that we also provide that same service to them. So we are. It's those that want to can participate at either the bathhouses or the church services or the pool parties at the hotel. We have a huge venue that should meet every taste and every need. But unfortunately, as you can't always please everyone. Mm-hmm. But we do the best we can to please as best we can.
That's true. If people don't want to go, then don't go, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's personal choice, Nard.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Personal choice. I would probably wager to think you'll probably have people going to both.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. It's a personal choice.
Yeah. And it's good that it's going to be, the shuttle service also. Where is it going to be again? The church
services?
Mm-hmm.
MCC Dallas, Metropolitan Community Church, and Cathedral of Hope, I believe, are the two churches that we have the shuttle running to on Sunday.
Okay.
But again, these are not – we as a TBRU – are not supporting these church services or holding them ourselves. Mm-hmm. They're services that are being held off-site for those people who want to attend church service on Easter Sunday.
Okay. So what's the official website for everyone to visit so they can get more info?
Nord, you can reach the information with regards to the Dallas Bears and TBRU at
DallasBears.org.
Okay.
Information with regards to the Dallas Bears, as well as the TBRU information for that weekend, and registration is all set up on that site. I'm kind of curious, how much, you know, if I get Keith up there in his underwear, how much you willing to pay for him? Because, you know, I'm going to try to make as much money as I can off of him if you're that interested.
We will see. Let's see. Probably, how much do you start with, usually,
well,
with
you
underwear?
Well, you start with about $50.
What?
For me?
Oh, my God.
For me?
Yeah, Keith, I'm asking how much he would pay.
You need to add another zero to that if you're going to get me up there.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would take $500 to get Keith up there in front of everybody with his underwear.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That, okay.
Now,
that,
you know, I could probably arrange a private showing for, say, $250.
Okay.
Keith, at least you're laughing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've known me long enough. I'm not cheap, so.
Oh, that's exactly the truth.
I'm high maintenance.
You are, huh? Okay.
Yes, oh, very high maintenance.
How about the Mac over there? You're no fun. You're doing the contest, right? So you're facilitating the contest. So too bad. Well, can the facilitator or the chair of the contest join in anyway? Can you auction yourself off anyway?
Last year, absolutely. Larry kindly persuaded me to wear a pair of underwear to the auction.
Okay.
He has tried it again this year. So far, he has been unsuccessful.
Okay.
I am busily out there, though, recruiting all my contestants, and it's like, you know, if any of my are so inclined, we can just slide them right on over into his underwear and swimsuit auction so that they can partake in that as well. But I'm looking for those contestants. So if you think you're daddy, come on. That's one of the things that I did issue last year, is I issued a challenge because we had no daddies compete. And there were some hot daddies in last year's run, and I expect there to be some hot daddies there this year. I haven't heard from a one yet. They need to bring the goods. If they got it, bring it, because we want to see it, all of it. And we're also looking for our bears and our cubs and our chasers and our grizzly bears. So I'm just excited, and I'm contacting people online. Emails have gone out encouraging them to come bring your goods. We want to see your fur. We want to see how well you're put together.
Yeah. So you're whoring yourself out so people can.
Well, no, we can't say that.
Oh, you can.
I can say we're pimping them out.
You're pimping them out, not whoring.
Whoring
them.
Is not a politically correct name or word.
Oh, okay.
remember, it's for the children.
It's for the children, so it's just pimping out.
Remember, Keith and I are single. Larry, well, he's got a husband, you know, but me and Keith, we're single, so guess what we can do?
Ooh, okay. Then there you go. Go join the contest.
Hey, Nardi, are you blushing on that end over there now?
A little, yeah.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling.
That is awesome. How about you, Larry? Are you allowed? Does your husband allow you to be auctioned off? I remember, you were auctioned off last year, weren't you?
This is the first year I will not be modeling.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
As president, I'm stepping down from modeling this year. Uh-huh. I've modeled the last 3 years. The second year, my underwear went for $500.
Oh, my God.
And that's the most we've ever had to date.
That's a record.
So, It got in a bid war is what happened.
The bid war. There it goes.
A bidding war. And, it got it to $500.
Well, as president, you can change that rule, that you can run again and raise more money for the children.
It's for the children. No. You know, and I've got some of my models this year who have done it for me for the past 3 years going, Larry, you've got to do it. I'm going, no. Mm. I'm going to stand back this year and watch, and I'm going to be one of the bidders.
You want to the, see, oh, the bidders. Okay.
I can bid on something I like to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for a change, okay.
For a change, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is your partner going to be active also? Or is he active in the group also?
Dave is active in the group. He's a member. Actually, he created the artwork. and the theme this year.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the four that the membership judged and voted on. And as president, Nard, I did not vote when it came down to that. So it was definitely the membership that voted, and they chose his artwork and his theme. Even though the other three were wonderful themes, we're actually carrying them over to next year to be thought about for 2009. So, but yeah, he's very active. He's very artsy.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be there that weekend and supporting me and the board as well. He's just very very supportive when it comes down to that.
Yeah, I'm pretty active here also in our group, Houston Area Bears. In fact, we're gonna do a cocktail, I think.
I believe you are doing a cocktail party.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I'll be there with my co-host Ray, and we'll be hanging out there and serving. What do we serve? Mangina juice. That's what we sometimes.
Wait.
Mangina juice. I think that's what we served last year. So I think we're gonna do it again. I don't know yet.
Well, you know, I say bring it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've
heard different names, and I think it'll be something fun.
Uh huh. We're gonna do that, and he's actually gonna join us on that Saturday, and. You know, that 9 to 12, I hope you guys can join too. Larry, it'll be great.
We will be there. As much as we can be in the hospitality, that's because that's the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're in the clubs. Mm-hmm. We've got some, one thing I didn't say, Nard, is we've got some wonderful partners. You know, the Roundup Saloon, Woody's Bar, mm-hmm. Sports Bar and Grill. We've got the Eagle. We've got some new clubs that have just brought themselves to our attention this week that want to partner with us. So we've got a lot of really good support out of the Dallas community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could not do it without the support of our retailers and those that are out there and those that we help back as well. So we're very, very fortunate and very lucky to have our partners this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. We're so excited.
You know what? What I'm really disappointed, personally, okay, Throckmorton Mining Company. What happened?
Well, you know what? The Throckmorton is going to be relocated, for lack of better terms.
Okay.
They're going to reopen. They're not closing down.
Oh. Okay.
The current Throckmorton is where the Throckmorton stood is going to become Sue Ellen's, which is a lesbian bar in Dallas.
Okay.
The current Sue Ellen's is going to be turned back into the old original Throckmorton, which is the old cruising type of bar.
Oh.
They want to recapture those cruising days of what the original Throckmorton had.
But that's where Bears
a good
dance.
Thing.
But it's got a dance floor. So are we going to lose the dance floor? Are they going to – will the new Throckmorton Mining Company lose the dance floor?
You know, at this point in time, Nord, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I can tell you that the original TMC did not have a dance floor.
I guess they're going to go to that.
Because it was typically a cruising bar.
Okay. But then people go to the Roundup to dance anyway, right?
Correct. The Roundup, they also go to S4. Those that, you know, that want to come in town and actually just let loose and let go, they go to S4. And, there's the drag shows up the Rose Room at the S4. Mm-hmm. There's the Eagle, you know, which is a wonderful supporter of ours and a wonderful partner of ours as well. So there's an awful lot to do into the wee hours of the morning in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to be at the Beer Bust? Where is it going to be? Hidden Door?
Hidden Door on Sunday?
Yeah.
We will do our best to be there. Yes, there'll be representation for the board there.
Mm-hmm. You too, Keith?
They're on another great partner of ours. Tony, actually, and his staff are wonderful guys to work with. And it's just a great time that usually is had by all, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great time by all.
Keith, are you going to go too?
I'm going to try.
You're going to try.
Mm-hmm. This year I've actually got some work conflicts, so I'm not going to be able to take as big a part as I had in the past, but I will be there as long as I can, as many times as I can.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mac? You're going to be hanging out with us also at the Hidden Door?
Yeah, I should be there for a while. I don't know if I'll be there the whole time because we're getting ready to set up for the volunteer party, and this is where we, in turn, part of the committee and the staff, we give back to our volunteers and tell them thank you and show them how much we appreciate them and for making it a very successful weekend. Mm-hmm. So you'll see me dashing from here to there all weekend long. Of course, Larry, we try to connect through the whole weekend, but we're wanting to make sure that, you see, because we're proud and we're honored that mm-hmm. all of these people come to TBRU. Mm-hmm. Our job is not only to put on a great run, but to thank them and let them know how proud and how honored we are that they've chosen to spend a weekend with us at TBRU. So I try to be as much as I can for it may be a short time, but that's only because I'm running to the next event or to get help somebody get it ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's going to be busy. I, you know what I've learned for the past TBRUs, always my mistake is that I go home on a Sunday. And I found out that the fun is on Sunday. Well, most of the fun all throughout the weekend. It's just that there was also a lot of fun on Sunday afternoons at the beer bust. And I always have to leave. And I can't even, you know, have a drink or socialize a bit because it's a Sunday and the next day is going to work day. So this time I'm taking the Monday off and actually be there on a Sunday afternoon. That's what I plan to do. So I
Bernard, you know, we actually have a sizable portion of registrants staying over Sunday night mm-hmm. at the hotel.
Yeah.
Every year, for the last, 4 years, I believe, Keith Wright, we have mm-hmm. gradually built up our Sunday night stayover.
Right, because the last 4 years, we've had a tremendous amount of people stay over till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been expanding the Sundays in order to give them something to do and not end after the barbecue like we had historically, you know, on previous runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always good to stay the day. I mean, stay overnight after the whole run is over. I always make that mistake to leave on the day, and this time I'm gonna stay over at a friend's house. They're in Lancaster, is it? I forgot the place, but yeah, I'm gonna stay overnight there on Sunday, so I could just drive back to Houston on Monday. And I don't want to miss the party. I wanna keep partying the whole Sunday night. So I'm looking forward to that.
It would be good to see you out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay? Should be. Yeah.
And let me encourage you, if you want to drop by the volunteer appreciation party Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, I encourage you to come and join us. Get to meet some of the volunteers that help make this event so successful.
Yeah, I'll probably do that, yeah. Oh, by the way, did I tell you we're planning to do a video thing on that Saturday that we're going to be recording?
We have it ready for you.
Yeah.
Have a table and a table ready for you from 9 to noon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Appreciate it.
On Saturday. That's what you asked me for, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I have it ready. Been working with Tony Coronado and Tony Rux, the sponsor chair and vendor chair, to make sure we had you a table set.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did tell me the other day you were bringing your own electrical cords, right?
Oh, yeah. As much as I can, yeah.
Okay. And the second mm-hmm. floor has Wi-Fi.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna need that.
Now, there are some really small dead places.
Oh, really? Okay.
The floor, but for the most part, the second floor is entirely Wi-Fi.
Okay, good.
Okay. I know where they've got you sitting. We had a vendor there last year that had Wi-Fi and it was that for them constantly, so we're good.
Mm-hmm. Is Bear Films part of the is Bear Films a sponsor also? Or
I believe Bear Films will be joining us again this year as a return okay. vendor, yes.
Ah, okay. I wonder if they're going to do a shoot again. I'm just wondering.
What? You might reach out to the boys and ask them.
Uh-huh, that's right. Okay.
I don't know.
We'll ask them.
Okay. I'll tell you this, though. The one thing I didn't mention is, Nord, is the fact that we're having our first night pool party.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We're doing that Friday night.
Oh, that'd be good to do.
We're having the first pool party. It's from 9 to midnight. They're in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had a lot of people really excited about doing that one versus a noon to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So those that want to go to Wet and Woolly on Friday from 12 to 4, then come join us again Friday night in the pool, they've got that option.
Is it going to be – are they going to turn off the lights?
No, Nord, we can't do that.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm just wondering.
We have that nasty little Texas lewdness law that we have to abide by.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
So that's why they can come go with me and go over to the Wet and Woolies.
Exactly. There you go.
Exactly. Are you going to Wet n Wooly with Max?
We will see. We will see. Because I think I have a couple of friends who might want to go too. So I'll probably drive with them or something. So that'd be awesome.
That sounds wonderful. We are so excited, Nar, that you invited us to be a part of this Bear podcast.
Yeah, I'm happy that you went on board. Thank you very much. Okay, so yeah, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to see you guys on March 20th to 23rd. That's the those are the dates of TBRU. We forgot to mention that. Yeah, it's from March 20th to March 23rd, and 23rd is Easter Sunday. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see you guys. It'll be awesome. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you, Keith, Mac, and Larry, and we'll see you. And to everyone out there, if you guys don't have any comments, you can send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and leave us voice messages at 206-222-BEAR. And also go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. Subscribe via iTunes. You can also leave a review on iTunes. And thank you all for joining us, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.